Good afternoon, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. third quarter 2013 earnings conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Frank Zitterli, CEO of the company, Mr. Paulo Junqueira, CFO and IRO, Mr. Thiago Baes, Chief Commercial Officer, and Mr. Luciano Merigo, COO. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s remarks are over, there will be a question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star O for an operator. This event is also being broadcast live on the internet via webcast and can be accessed at www.unicasamoveis.com.br/ri, where you can also download the respective presentation. Slide selection will be controlled by yourselves. There will be a replay facility for this call after it is finished. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may post questions to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A., which will be answered at the end of this conference call by the company's investor relations department. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call relative to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. business perspectives, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company management and on information currently available to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference call over to Mr. Frank Zitterli, Unicasa's CEO, who will start the presentation. Mr. Zitterli, you may proceed.
Good afternoon to all. Thank you for joining us in this conference call to discuss the company's third quarter 2013 results. We have Mr. Paulo Junqueira, CFO and IRO, our COO, and our Chief Commercial Officer. In this quarter, we continue with a hard economic environment. We are not happy with our results, but we are convinced that these results are partly the consequence of decisions that we made to ensure the sustainable growth of the company. Among them, our distribution channel continues to grow with a level of high performance for multi-brand and more homogeneous resellers. Our resellers continue to become stronger every day, even in a difficult economic environment. We start to expect a better 2014. Our investment in our own stores brought an immediate and negative result, but as expected, it has led to more business insight and to better understanding of our resellers. We see 2014 as a year to solidify our position, both operationally and in terms of results. In addition to the knowledge gathered with our own stores, we continue to advance in another strong source of knowledge about our operation, the ERP deployment. We already have interesting statistics about the operation of our resellers. We can understand better our network of dealers. We will have practically all of our network with the ERP deployed. Our investments in new production processes, especially in the lacquer painting, in the ramp-up process, and in the ramp-up of the flexible production line, have proven to be right on target since they upgraded our portfolio of products, They reduced costs and have been well received by resellers and end customers alike. These initiatives bring a short-term negative impact to our results. Nevertheless, we are convinced that these results are due to decisions that we made to ensure the company's sustainable growth. We are going to move to slide 4 to talk about the highlights for the period. Net revenue was 64.2 million. Net income of 2.9 billion, accounted for 6.9% of sales. We closed the period with a net cash of 23.3 million reals. And in this quarter, something relevant, we changed our accounting estimate. This will be detailed later on by our CFO, Paulo Junqueira. Now we are going to talk about the performance by brands, and I will give the floor to our Chief Commercial Officer, Thiago Baix. Good afternoon. We are on slide 7. Here we can see the performance of our distribution channels. We had a reduction of 17 exclusive resellers, franchises, and own stores from 923 to 906. On the other hand, an increase of 59 points of sale, including multi-brand channels. And that stresses Frank's commercial remark, where we continue to change our distribution channel. We continue to expand our distribution channel, but focusing on the multi-brand channel. The exclusive channels, the exclusive resellers, continue to be assertive, and we are decreasing the number of exclusive resellers in smaller locations. Now we give you more information on our store network. We see change from 439, Delano 467 new, and Casa Brasileira franchise. 17 units less of Delano and Favorita. Here I would like to stress what we mentioned in the conference call of the second quarter 13. Our movement is one of migrating small, low-volume units, which still comprise the resellers of Delano and Favorita. Of these 17 stores, 15 migrated to Casa Brasileira multi-brand, and only 2 were effectively shut down. This is not a significant volume in terms of revenue. None of the revenue reductions that we are going to mention later on are linked to this movement. The revenues come from stores that are open, but they do not have the level of revenue and the value generation that we would like for these brands. So we are migrating the stores. This will not impact the revenue. We are readapting the propositions of volume. Just like we commented in the conference call of the second quarter, this movement will continue along the next 3 quarters until mid-2014. This is a migration that will take place gradually, always focusing on resellers in smaller, low-performing markets and changing the brands. On slide 9, we break down the sales performance for Delano and Favorita brands. Still, performance is quite below what we would like. Delano and Favorita consider to issue a 2-digit reduction. Gross revenue was reduced by 12.4%, modules sold decreased 22.4%, offset by the average price increase of 12.9%. I would like to highlight the ramp-up of our owned stores. This means to us a change from last year. Stores that were being operated through exclusive resellers had significant revenues. They had, particularly in the third quarter of 2012, they sold quite a lot, quite significantly. That migration to our own store channel means a ramp up, and the sales suffer a little. Another relevant fact in the third quarter is that in 2013, our platform for product launches and new lines traditionally happens in the second half of the year. This was occurring in the third quarter. We had the largest showroom sales in our history that increased the number of stores that are being renovated. They are changing their showrooms, selling them, and this impacts the sales performance in the very short term. On the other hand, we have a very positive expectation because we are leaving the third quarter with a level of standardization and remodeling of stores which is unprecedented. This is a point that had a relevant impact on the third quarter 13 in terms of sales. And later on, as will be explained, it also negatively impacted the gross margin, but this was a non-recurring event. On slide 10, we have the performance of the new, exclusive, and Casa Brasileira franchise stores. Unlike what we had reported in the second quarter, we reported a substantial growth of 9.8% of gross revenue. In this quarter, however, we had a retraction of 5.2% between the second and the third quarter. We had no significant changes in the product driver, in the promotions driver. There were no increases or decreases in the number of relevant stores. So this decline is explained by a normal fluctuation of our business, particularly for these two brands, which led us to have a retraction which was not expected by us. Perhaps some of the sales that would take place in the third quarter were actually happening in the second quarter. So this 5.2% decline is based on the same variables that explained a positive performance in the second quarter. We are strongly convinced that this is really a seasonality effect on our revenue. We have a positive expectation that gross revenue will go back to a normal trend, i.e. a trend of growth. On slide 11, we have practically the same performance for these two brands in the multi-brand channel. Here, the same explanations apply. Again, we believe that this is a seasonal movement. We had literally the reseller and multi-brand channels performing equally in terms of revenue, both positively in the second quarter and negatively now in the third quarter. On slide 12, we talk about Telesul Modular Furniture, which is marketed through our department store channel. We had seen a 24.7% decline in the second quarter. In the third quarter, gross revenue ex-IPI decreased to 5%. Modules sold fell 38%. Average price increased 2.5%. Again, we proceed with a relative negative impact, which is explained by our change in our product line. This has been completed, so now we believe that although this number is quite significant, a drop of 36.5%, a significant decrease, it was the price we paid in the only channel that has an inventory of products. It behaves differently from our other brands and segments that do not work with an inventory. Here they carry an inventory. We see this decline in gross revenue and in the number of modules sold. Again, there was a change in the product line, and this third quarter, we believe, will be the last one to be relevantly impacted. On slide 13, we see our export market channel. The export market channel during the year has been quite timid in the second quarter. We had a significant decline of 20%, but we had some ongoing business and a pent-up demand for the third quarter. So in the third quarter, we posted a 29% increase in gross revenues of the export market. Modules sold rose 154.5%. Average price decreased 49.4%. It is important to highlight that the export market, the export channel, exports all brands. We have stores abroad. We have corporate businesses abroad. And we also export the simplest products from Telesul. In the third quarter, we had a big impact in terms of growing our revenue by 29%, but that was led by one of the cheapest lines that we have, product lines that we have, which drove down the average price. On slide 14, we have consolidated data for Unicasa. Gross revenue ex IPI decreased 9.6% quarter on quarter. Modules sold fell 1.9% from the third quarter of 12. Average price decreased 7.8%, basically driven by what I explained in the previous slide, the change in price of exported products, because in the third quarter we exported a very high volume of our most affordable product line. I now give the floor to our CFO and IRO, Paulo Junqueira. Thank you, Tiago. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to talk about the change in the accounting estimates. In this quarter, we had the periodic review in the remaining useful life of our permanent assets. And the effect will be felt as of September. We hired a specialized company in this kind of evaluation. And the final report was revised and validated by our independent auditors. As a consequence of that review, the remaining economic useful life of our PP&E impacted our depreciation and amortization expenses. In September, it was approximately 400,000 reais less than in the month of August. In that way, this reassessment brings a reduction in the projected depreciation for 2013, amounting to approximately 1.6 million reais and approximately 5 million reais for 2014, also considering additions and write-offs. On the other hand, our intangible assets were also subject of a revision and had a change in their economic useful life. Commercial properties that were classified as undefined useful life now have an estimated useful life of approximately 9 years. In the month of September, the amortization will bring us an effect of 200,000 reals as additional expense. Thus, for 2013, the effect of amortization will be approximately 900,000 reals in 2013 and 3.6 million reals in 2014. If we add the review of PP&E and intangible assets, even considering additions and write-offs of immobilized assets, we project a reduction of expenses amounting to 700,000 in 2013, 1.4 million in 2014. This change in the estimate is very well explained in our financial statements, in explanatory in notes 10 and 11, which I recommend you read. Now, let's explain the economic and financial performance of the company. We are on slide 15. In the executive summary, we can observe a 10.3% reduction in our net income, net revenue, because of the effects mentioned by Tiago. In addition to reducing the revenue, our operating results decreased due to two major factors. The increase in the selling expenses, substantially represented by the expenses of our own stores in the process of ramp-up and revenue recognition, the non-recurrence of other revenues, particularly prices related to the renegotiation of contracts with the financial entities, the bank, which impacted the result of 2013. 13 in the third quarter. On slide 16, we can analyze the gross profit and gross margin. Our gross profit was $25 million in this quarter, 14.7% less than in the same period of last year. The reduction in the gross margin of 2 percentage points is due mainly to a product mix with a greater share of lower margin items, highlight in this quarter to our export market sales. In addition, because of a lower revenue, we had changes in our manufacturing. Another effect on the margin is the sale of showroom, as Thiago mentioned. This furniture showroom furniture sold at discounted rates. On slide 17, we have the reconciliation of selling, general, and administrative expenses. Expenses with our own stores increased in 3.1 million reals compared to the third quarter of 12, when we had a low level of expenses with these operations. They were still quite incipient. Of this total, approximately 600,000 refer to variable or non-recurring expenses. I'd like to stress that this does not include the recognition of revenue in this quarter, which has been growing as expected in the ramp-up process of a new business. In addition, client expenses were higher than in the second quarter, the third quarter of 2012, 400,000 more. Depreciation and amortization expenses were 200,000 reals higher, as explained before, with a change in the accounting estimate, and marketing and other expenses increased by 1 million reals. This is the recognition of expenses and recovery of marketing expenses. In the next slide, we analyze our net income in 2013, 2,900,000 reals. Net margin, 4.5%. The main reasons were the reduction in revenue, increase in selling, general, and administrative expenses, particularly related to our own stores, and to the effect of the recognition of other operating expenses, which were non-recurring, compared to the third quarter of 2012. On slide 19, we give you our EBITDA, which was 4.4 million reals in the third quarter of 2013, and EBITDA margin of 6.9%. Reconciliation of the EBITDA compared to the third quarter of 2012 can be seen on slide 20. Here, it becomes evident the main factors that contributed to a significant reduction of our EBITDA net income in the quarter. First, the reduction in net revenue. COGS, the corresponding COGS, which brought an impact of 4.3 million reals. Sales expenses, substantially represented by expenses related to our own store operations, added to an increase in customer expenses, increased to 3.1 million reals compared to the third quarter of 2012. Other non-recurring income, 4.6 million reals. It was the premium price in the renegotiation of contracts with the bank in 2012. We reduced our administrative expenses by 400,000 reals. And finally, the effect of the reassessment of the remaining economic useful life of our PP&E. And we had a positive effect of 100,000 riyals in depreciation. Finalizing our economic and financial performance, the company closed the period with a positive cash, showing that despite the hard results, we continue as a strong cash generator. I will give now the floor to the operator so that we can begin our Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, now we will begin the Q&A. If you want to post a question, please press star 1. If you want to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Again, we would like to invite you for questions. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Mr. Tiago Jacinto, PCJ Capital. You may ask the question, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to better understand the sales expenses. Selling expenses increased significantly compared to the third quarter of 2012. Is this a recurring effect? Does it change the level of selling expenses for the coming quarters? And perhaps you could give us an expectation in terms of growth and margin for 2014. Thank you. Well, selling expenses are changing in a recurring fashion. But if you get the expenses with our own stores, they will be recognized in the consolidated balance sheet in the item of selling expenses. However, it is negatively hit by the fact that we recognize revenue. We have explained this in previous calls. Revenue recognition is extended compared to the expenses. We have another business unit, which is our own stores, carrying the full expense, but revenue recognition is done along the life cycle of product delivery, approximately 90 days after sales. We have expenses with amortization of intangible assets as well, while depreciation expenses suffered a stronger impact in general manufacturing expenses. If you analyze the line item selling expenses, it is increasing because of that. As for a guidance for 2014, we are not yet disclosing a guidance. We cannot add anything on that yet. Thank you very much. We would like to remind you that if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Bruno Taveira, Santander. Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. I would like to know, we had a significant reduction in your interest income because of that adjustment to present value. What is happening with that line item? How should we see it in the coming quarters? Should I project it more or less at the level of this third quarter, or what should I consider? Could you please repeat the question, Bruno? You were cut off. Nobody could really hear you well. Okay, I will repeat. As for the interest income, there was a significant reduction year on year, particularly because of that line item, adjustment to present value. I would like to understand what happened and how should I project looking forward. The 724 that you reported now should be the normal level for the coming quarters. Would this be a better guidance than the results that you presented last year? Hello, Bruno. Now I understood your question. I believe that the reference for net financial result now is more in keeping with the reality of the business and what we can expect. In the third quarter of 2012, we had a higher volume of contract renegotiations, and I believe that a significant part of this variation is in that line item, adjustment to present value. In the receivables, we had a somewhat lower level, and this is partly the consequence of a lower volume in the renegotiation of contracts. And it's also due to the process of repositioning of brands that we are going through. To objectively answer your question, the current level is more in keeping with what you can expect looking forward. Our next question comes from Mr. Roberto Kneifel from Mosaico Capital. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. First, if you could give us a flavor of how much you have sold in your own stores, how much they contributed to the results of the third quarter, or at least comparing with what they were selling in the third quarter of 2012, what was the delta in revenue quarter on quarter? That would be my first question. My second question is, could you please give us an update on the process of cleanup of stores or shutting down stores for the industry as a whole? Because in the beginning of the year, you said that you also saw the competition closing down a number of their stores. Could you give us an update if this process of purging continues? Could we interpret that the weak volumes that we see in this quarter for Unicasa could also perhaps be felt by the competition as well? Hello, Roberto. This is Thiago. Let me start with your second question. If this network purging movement is continuing. About a year and a half ago, we made a move to close a number of stores in relevant markets. And during the last year and a half, we always identified and reported that a good deal of the sales retraction was due because we were closing down big stores, particularly in the São Paulo market. This movement of relevant stores that had a big impact on revenues, the repositioning of this operation is complete and has been complete for quite a while. But we started a new round of repositioning now the smaller stores, those with a lower impact on revenue. But these operations are not yet in line with our expectation of value generation, particularly when you think about the Lano and Favorita brands. So this movement that seems numerically significant in this quarter, amounting to 17 stores, and this will continue for some quarters to come. It is significant in terms of number of stores, but it is practically irrelevant in terms of impact on sales. So much so that the retraction in this quarter, when you think about a revenue decrease for the Lano Favorita of 12.4% decrease, cannot be attributed to this movement of 17 stores closed. It is basically due to the ramp-up of our own stores. So in terms of understanding and projecting what this repositioning movement means, the repositioning of small Delano and Favorita stores, well, the impact is irrelevant in terms of revenue and sales. What can be relevant accounting for 1 or 1.5% of the revenue of Delano Favorita will be fully migrated to Unicasa, Casa Brasileira multi-brand channel. Now, trying to answer your first question, in terms of the gap in the revenue of our own stores, last year we had in the hand of the resellers a mature revenue, and now it is in a ramp-up phase in our hands. I cannot give you an objective answer, because this explains a part of it. If I am assertive, I would be literally having to disclose the revenue of this basket of stores, and we cannot disclose that at the point when we think about the competition. We cannot disclose that. It could be detrimental for the business later on. We would be giving some ammunition to the competition. We are now closing the Q&A session. I would like to give the floor to Mr. Paulo Junqueira for his final remarks. Mr. Junqueira, you may proceed.
Well, I would like to thank all of you who participated in this conference call. If you need further information, please get in touch with us through our Investor Relations Department. I wish you all a good afternoon and a good day. Thank you very much. The conference call of Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A. is closed. We would like to thank you all for attending this call, and thank you for using Chorus Call.